HR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The House has approved legislation that would force the Chinese company that owns the massively popular TikTok to sell it within 6 months.
TikTok has more than 150 million American users.
We have yet to receive one piece of public evidence that actually shows that somehow China is actually negatively using our data. That has not been proven.
TikTok's CEO released a video on the social media platform after the bill passed in the House.
Over the last few years, we have invested to keep your data safe.
Skyler Henry, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's not clear if the bill has enough support in the Senate to be passed. A judge in Fulton County, Georgia, has dismissed six of the counts against former President Donald Trump in the state's election interference case. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Just three of Trump's 13 counts were tossed, including one for his January 2021 phone call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
Trump's legal team applauded the ruling.
It was a step in the right direction. It goes to the sloppiness of, frankly, the prosecutors down there.
The Biden administration is responding to Russian President Vladimir Putin's stunning statement that Russia is ready for nuclear war. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It is Russia that brutally invaded Ukraine without provocation or justification, and will continue to support Ukraine as they defend their people and their sovereign territory from Russian aggression.
The city of Berkeley, California, is returning a sacred Native American site to its original inhabitants. Mayor Jesse Aragon.
Berkeley made history, and we did it by honoring the first people who live on this land. And this historic step is critical to righting past wrongs and embracing a future that honors the diverse history of the entire region.
New studies are showing that a diet in ultra-processed foods can affect your memory and a lot more. Dr. Daryl Joffrey is a gut health and inflammation specialist.
These are the omega-6 fats that basically go up into your brain. They inflame your brain and they take your brain out. And this is what's leading to things like anxiety, depression, yes, even things like dementia and Alzheimer's.
A landslide has destroyed a hillside home and is threatening at least two others in Los Angeles. The slide happened just before 3 a.m. on Wednesday. The fire department says an initial search found no victims, but several people had to be evacuated from a house. Winter storms have saturated the ground, resulting in a number of landslides in Southern California. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The White House is sending $36 million to Milwaukee to help reconnect a neighborhood that had been divided by a highway in the 1960s. President Joe Biden made the announcement at a stop in Milwaukee Wednesday. He says that the project will help disadvantaged communities living on Milwaukee's 6th Street.
These are life-changing improvements. They're also going to make it easy for historic black communities in the north and Latino communities in the south to access jobs, school, and entertainment.
Wisconsin is seen as a crucial state to win in this November's presidential election. Reports say former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Aaron Rodgers might run for vice president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. The New York Times reports Kennedy's shortlist for running mates include Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get clobbered by the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost by 35 points in Sacramento. The final 129-94. It's the first time the Kings have beat Milwaukee in over 8 years. Doc Rivers says his team didn't look ready.
No, my fault. I didn't get them prepared the way they should mentally. You know, guys talking about planes and leaving. As a staff, we talked about it after shoot-around. I was like, if our focus is not better than this morning, it's going to be a long day.
The Bucks fell to 1-3 on their West Coast road trip. Damian Lillard.
End of a road trip against a team, once again, coming off a game they feel like they probably should have won. You know, they were just the sharper team. They were the faster team.
College basketball, the Badgers are in Minneapolis for the start of the Big Ten tournament. They'll play tomorrow. NFL, the Packers re-signed defensive back Keyshawn Nixon to a new three-year deal worth $18 million, but lose safety Jonathan Owens, who signed a two-year contract with the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around tonight into tomorrow with some showers and sprinkles. Tonight's low upper 30s. High tomorrow, only upper 40s. Sun's back breezy and around 50 Friday. The weekend looks breezy with more clouds around than sun and high temperatures in the low 50s Saturday, only low 40s Sunday. Right now it's 48.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome screenwriter Pete Jones and Tarleton Theater owner Tarl Knight. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Key to music. And now it's time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And on the telephone, on the line, playing the role of my dad is, in fact, my dad, the star of our show, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing?
Some of my best memories are doing this with you.
Ah, well, that is an honor. It is nice to do it here. So for people who don't know, Dad and I used to do this somewhat more frequently. We do it now, today, with you. And we start out, Dad, although we will not have all the production that one could imagine, what we do have is you and me. And typically we would start out with a shout-out. Do you have a shout-out? Anything you want to give a highlight that isn't just terrible news?
I have three shout-outs.
We normally have a song, and it goes, shout it out now. All right, Dad, there's your music. Go ahead.
Number one, I'm shouting out for John Pulpater, who twice a year sets the clock in the Union Railroad Station in Portland. It's a clock that's 129 years old, weighs 2,800 pounds. He has to climb up the stairs and move it up an hour and move it back an hour for daylight saving time and standard saving time. I'm just shouting out for him doing that. As a volunteer, no pay. Second,
hold on. I want to reply to that one. What you don't, I don't think you know. Maybe you do know. We spent maybe more time than we should have talking about daylight savings time yesterday. And I did give...
Yes, I listened. I listened to it. I know you did.
And I did plug your viewpoint. Okay, I did plug your viewpoint. I don't think I mischaracterized it, correct? You would like daylight savings to stay.
No, I wouldn't mind it staying, but I'm happy with the way it is.
Oh, really? I thought, okay, well, you're a flip-flopper then. Yeah, the new viewpoint. So we had I introduced three viewpoints, and then a fourth came. So there was a bunch of people wanted to move us back to the standard time. I was the sort of, I'm fine with it. Okay, I'm fine with the way it is. And then there's the move, which I characterized as your viewpoint, but we had multiple callers who liked what I'd characterize as your viewpoint, which was have it be daylight savings time all the time. That was your viewpoint last year, but that's okay. And then the fourth viewpoint that was introduced, I'm now calling it the Newfoundland plan, and by I'm calling it that, I mean I'm stealing that from a caller who said they were just moving half an hour. Just half an hour difference. I didn't know they did that in Newfoundland. I have it only one source that they do. We had three people who called in wanting just half an hour. But all right, so there's your shout-out. What's your next shout-out?
Shout-out to the Oregon Museum of Science and Industries, known as OMSI, which was rated by the readers of Newsweek the best science museum in the United States, and it really is great. And then the
that's where I went to see the movie, and you didn't go with me.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
I went there to see Barbie, and it's a great place to see a movie.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a fun place. All right, that's shout-out number two. Shout-out number three.
Mackenzie Scott, the former wife of Jeff Bezos, who divorced Bezos in 2019, and as a result of that received 4% of the stock in Amazon, making her a very, very wealthy woman, has already given away, get ready for this, $16.5 billion, that's with a B as in Bravo, to charitable organizations, nonprofits, some that weren't even coming for money. She's given to at least 1,964 of them and says, I'm not stopping until the safe is empty.
It puts every other philanthropist to shame. And I don't mean to shame other philanthropists.
Really does.
I mean, it's just like if you add up how many billionaires' gifts would have to be added up to equal just Mackenzie Scott, right? Because most billionaires don't give away $1 billion, right? So they'll get credit for giving away 50 grand or something. And she is giving game-changing donations, enough that Elon Musk has criticized her for it, and he's worried that it had this misogynist post on the topic. But yes, thank you to Mackenzie Scott, and thank you to people who give of themselves. Those are shout-outs. And yes, you are listening to the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith, and we are having News with My Dad, which is a segment where we talk about the news of my dad. Dad, please continue. What are the leading stories you want to make sure we don't miss?
You talked already this morning about Ukraine. I just want to add one thing that really scares the heck out of me, that Putin has said if our sovereignty is threatened, yep, whatever he decides that to mean, he will use nukes.
Yeah, I don't. It's a good question. I know he wants that to be a more extant threat than it has been for the last 40 years. I am less certain that I'm less certain than I'm willing to just say that he's not just bluffing, because because he is still rational. He still wants to wield power. I still think he views himself as a strong man negotiator, and he wants to make it clear that he uses big stick. But I waffle on that one.
Well, it's really hard to call this news, because everybody knew that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But Georgia delivered DDT and Washington, rather delivered Biden, and Washington delivered DDT so they are going to be the nominees unless one of them for some reason drops out or one of them drops dead. But related to that, I don't know if you noticed, but that RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who continues to see himself as a serious candidate, has indicated that he is looking at either Aaron Rodgers or Jesse Ventura,
yeah,
as his vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, no, Aaron Rodgers is clearly qualified. He was an excellent excellent quarterback,
goodness,
for the Green Bay Packers. It was excellent. And so why shouldn't he be president immediately?
But the other thing, the No Labels folks are continuing to look, but the No Labels folks can't find a candidate.
Yeah, because
all the folks that they've wanted to consider being their candidate have said no.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention, will they come up with somebody ridiculous, or will they finally just fold their tent and
slink
off into the...
Part of the strategic move to call Biden old and weak. And by the way, the case is, I made the case Monday that Joe Biden is the least worst president of my lifetime. Another way to say that is that Joe Biden's the best president of my lifetime. If you were ranking the presidents of your lifetime, where does Joe Biden rank?
I would say he would rank...
And maybe if you want to only do first terms, that's fine, because he's got 3 years versus some people who've got eight.
Yeah, I would at this moment rank him fourth.
All right, what would be your top three? You've lived longer than I have.
And this, of course, is going to reveal how old I am. The first, by far, was FDR,
mm-hmm,
who was elected first just 3 years before I was born.
Yep.
The second would be Harry Truman.
Yep.
The third would be Barack Obama.
Okay.
And the fourth would be Joe Biden.
So it's the Obama-Biden question that is a legitimate question. And I think Obama's second term make it a, and the passage of the Affordable Care Act in his first term make it a real race. And that is, and I've always, emotionally, I mean, Barack Obama is my president. That's sort of always been the case since, in fact, you and I got to cast a vote for him as delegates to the national convention, which was one of the honors of my life and maybe one of the honors of yours. So for you, Joe Biden's the second best president of my lifetime, because I wasn't around for FDR and Truman. But by trying to characterize him as weak, I think that part of that move was they recognized, like, the strategist for Trump, and that includes your first story on Putin, the strategist for Trump, no, that dude can't get 50% of the voters. So they got to pile on as many third, fourth, fifth, sixth party candidates as they can. And one of the ways you try to get permission to do that is by saying, the Democratic candidate, maybe he's not good enough anyhow, or maybe he's too weak, maybe he's too old, or whatever. And so then you can recruit a Green Party candidate, you can recruit Cornel West, you can recruit Robert Q. Kennedy. Yeah, I said Q. And get more folks in. The No Labels folks, I mean, maybe you got to be a little crazy to run at this point when Donald Trump is in the race, and maybe No Labels is having a hard time finding a crazy person.
Well, we're talking about presidents and talking about Biden. The real witch hunt that is going on is the one that Comer and Mike Johnson and Jim Jordan are pursuing. And the definition of witch hunt, of course, is the significance of the word is a witch hunt is a search for something that doesn't exist because there are no witches.
Yeah.
And the Jordan and company yesterday took a real hit with the testimony of Robert Herr. They rejoiced because of the gratuitous comment in his report on Biden's memory, which took a real hit yesterday when they looked at the transcript.
Yep.
It just didn't happen, but they just are not able to find anything. But they pursue and they pursue. I wonder, do you think they're ever actually going to bring a vote to the floor?
Oh, what a good question. And thanks to you in part, I try to be less in the prediction business. Because only, you know, if they can win it, they'll bring it to the floor. I think they're going to have a hard chance. I guess if I'm going to predict, I think the odds are just slightly below 50. Just slightly above 50%. Just slightly above 50% that they'll be able to do it. Because there's going to be so much pressure on all the Republicans to try to shape the discussion and try to do an impeachment hearing on Biden and try to say, oh, no, Trump isn't the only impeached president in the race. So there's going to be so much pressure on them to do it. When they've gotten past the primaries and they're into the generals, the hope is there might be some swing district Republicans who realize it's a bad politics for them. And so they might not want to vote in favor. And therefore, Republican leadership might not want to have to put them on the record to vote yay or nay after they're through their primary, just looking at the general. We're going to come back. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Show. We're doing news with my dad. Thanks for doing it, Dad. Stick around for a moment. We'll get right back to you. This is Tom Show. This is your show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. After I talk to Pop, still want to talk about power. What are our sources of power? How do we improve them?
Locally grown radio
from Wisconsin, Bassford to Grover,
we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM, WFHR, 1320 AM.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
People saw me and assumed I couldn't work. They only saw a disability, but I was ready to work. I am dependable, trainable, and productive. Then someone decided to believe in me and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
We still got Pop, don't we? I haven't said goodbye to him yet. Hey, Pop. All right, we're about to wrap. This has been News with My Dad. It's been delightful having you. Do you have a final story? And after that, we can do a straw in the wind if you got one.
Well, I'm just wondering where DDT is going to come up with the money for Letitia James, and whether we can anticipate that Letitia James is going to become, as Attorney General of the state of New York, a landlord in very significant properties in New York and in Miami and in Scotland. Who knows? Very interesting. I think I would like to mention the Republican National Committee house cleaning. And I'm wondering if the folks who have been fired are all of the folks who privately were acknowledging among themselves that there really wasn't a big steal. We'll probably never know.
I'd say not all. Sometimes. But we know it was a loyalty test, right? I mean, it's why Project 2025 is so significant. It's related to why Agenda 47 is so significant, that why Donald Trump is more dangerous in a second term than he was in his first term, because he's going to have more people that he can, he's had a loyalty test on more folks. It would have been more absurd if he had tried to put his daughter-in-law or the heck as co-chair of the RNC 8 years ago. Now there's so many Trumpistanis around, this time he can get away with it. He now owns and occupies the Republican Party. But, Dad, I think it's time for a straw in the wind.
Straw in the wind.
So I should say, normally we would have Barbara Streisand singing that song. But we don't have Barbara Streisand. Instead, we have me. And I'm going to apologize. This is a trigger warning. Because you're about to hear me do this. And maybe you'll never hear it again. And probably you'll ask never to hear it again. But what you would hear Barbara Streisand doing, that I will do worse, okay, is she would do something like a straw in the wind. All right, Dad, you're up.
That's not bad. Judge McAfee dealt with the motions of the defendants, including DDT in the Georgia case, wanting to throw out the case of the, I believe, 41 claims. Six of them got dumped, but there are 36 remaining, and he didn't say anything about Fannie Willis, which to me suggests that he is going to say she can continue with that case. And so I think the straw I offer is there really is going to be a trial in Georgia before the election.
Yeah, dismissed a few indictments. The big news, he didn't dismiss all the indictments. So now Donald Trump's down to 88, and the beat keeps coming. Pop, I love you very much. It's awesome to have you on.
It's been a delight. Have a good one.
All right, love you, Pop. Was News with My Dad, the show where we talked about the news with my dad. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with your calls right after the break. Call the numbers 202-808-9925. And I do want to return to the topic of power. Next time I pop on, I might even ask him about that. But think about the levers of power that democracy relies upon. What are levers of power that have been eroded? What are levers of power that are under attack? I'm not saying power is a whole deal. I'm saying it is the priority for the right wing. And we need to understand it better. We need to be less uncomfortable with it, less just afraid of it, and more willing to understand it and deal with it. And what are power centers we can grow and boost? And thank you for being among those power centers.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The call number is 202-808-9925. Wither the game of power. What's getting attacked? What needs to be strengthened?
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Grover. We are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief.
Keep TikTok! Keep TikTok!
TikTok supporters after the House voted to force the app's Chinese owner to sell it. TikTok CEO Shou Chu.
Our platform matters to the small business owners who rely on TikTok to make ends meet, to the teachers who inspire millions of students to learn, and to everyone who discovers and finds joy on TikTok.
A judge in Fulton County, Georgia, has dismissed some of the election fraud charges against former President Donald Trump. CBS's Jared Eggleston is at the courthouse.
The judge does leave the door open for the district attorney's office to re-indict these charges down the road. I did reach out to them, and they said at this time they have no comment.
And the White House is now reacting to stunning assertions by Russian President Vladimir Putin that his forces are prepared for nuclear war. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Russia's nuclear rhetoric has been reckless and irresponsible throughout this conflict.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dr. James Beebe has been named the new chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. He currently serves as the provost and vice president for academic affairs at Keene State College in New Hampshire. The UW Board of Regents voted unanimously to approve Beebe's appointment on Wednesday. He's replacing former chancellor Joe Gao, who was let go after he was found to be making pornographic videos. This year's winter has officially been declared the warmest on record for Wisconsin. The state climatology office says that the average temperature from December through February was just over 28 degrees. That's nearly 10 degrees warmer than normal. This year's winter beat out the previous warmest winter by 2 degrees, which was set in the winter of 2001-2002. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around tonight into tomorrow with some showers and sprinkles. Tonight's low upper 30s, high tomorrow only upper 40s. Sun's back breezy and around 50 Friday. The weekend looks breezy with more clouds around than sun and high temperatures in the low 50s Saturday, only low 40s Sunday. Currently it's 44
degrees. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Do you want a happy and healthy dog, or do you want an unhappy and unhealthy dog? Did you know that a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as they can make them? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask the ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems like low energy, skin issues, and digestive problems for your old pup. Here's the thing. Dogs we love deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And that's why dog lovers love Nature's Blend premium dog food, formulated by Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. And today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. I love dogs, maybe a little too much. We're back. What say you about power? Let's go to Jay from Tacoma, Washington. You're on the air, Jay. Oh, Jay, you there? Let's go to Robin from Kingston, Washington. You're on the air, Robin.
Hi, Jefferson. Nice to hear you again. And chipping in to your debate and discussion about power.
Yeah.
And since it's an election year, I'm going to just share with you, I'm a 75-year-old guy, and I've always been bothered by the youth's and many people's perceptions that our vote doesn't count. Now, I maintain that this is, I'm going to call it the oligarchs, the ruling class, whatever it might be. I maintain they don't want people to vote. If they voted, they couldn't keep their oligarchy. So I feel that they're at the base of spreading the word, which is not hard to do. You know, your vote doesn't count, my vote. But I want to say that the power can be indicated, the power of the vote can be indicated by how hard and how consistently the oligarch group works to not let us vote.
Yeah.
If the vote didn't count and if it didn't have power, they wouldn't do anything, but they do. So I perform civil informationing, which is just sitting a street corner by myself, messages and whatever it might be, you know, at least once a year around the Puget Sound and also 2 to 3 times a year down to the end of the Morrison Street Bridge in downtown Portland. And one of the places that I go to, three of the places that I go to here in Kitsap County are outside the high schools.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that for about 10 years now. So they call me the sign guy, and they actually talk to me, Jeff. I have teenagers that come up, and they actually talk to me. And so what I'm about to say is, and I know that both the listeners, but part of the listeners to the Tom Hartman program are people who run and are engaged in political campaigns and are interested in the subject that we're talking about here, which is voting. One of the things that has happened is, I'll just say, as a result of Greta Thunberg, but the youth are recognizing and carrying the torch, interesting word, that the planet is burning. And one of the common statements that coming out of that is, it's our only planet, let's fix it. Well, it dawned on me that we have a wonderful portal right now to maybe get past this concept that your vote doesn't count by expressing kind of a matching a statement that I think will affect the youth. I think we can get them to understand this, okay? And that is, we really only have one U.S. government. We need to fix it. We have one planet. We have to fix it. We have one U.S. government. We have to fix it. Vote. I just really think that comparing and tying those two together, we are going to have a great opportunity to just
I like that line.
Get the youth out and voting.
Yeah, in your efforts of civil informationing, Robin, I like the line. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate your friendship to the show. It means a lot.
Yep.
And I like the line, though, you know, we got one U.S. government, we have to fix it. I want to say something about youth voting. So that was a sort of first big political thing I did, was the first big thing in democracy I did, was work on voter registration, work on, well, first youth engagement generally, and getting young people, I was younger than myself, and getting young people engaged in the political process. It was how I spent a meaningful portion of my life. So the most important work I ever did was building a youth pro-democracy organization, and it was very rarely it's such a shocking thing, it's such a notable thing to say that it would get trumpeted a little bit, it would get highlighted a little bit, but very, very rarely did I actually confront a young person and say, well, I don't think my vote matters. Occasionally, but usually it was when a kid was sort of backed into the corner justifying their own disengagement. That the biggest reason why people didn't vote was just because they didn't vote. It was just a habit. When they did vote, it was usually because somebody told them they should vote. Somebody they knew reminded them, oh yeah, it's voting day. And the other big reason they didn't vote was because, well, it was kind of a hassle. So if you make it a little easier, that's why they want to do voter suppression. That's why they want to get rid of polling places, right? That it's not, think of young voters as the leading in different some ways, but us later, and their viewpoints are more impacted by what's happened over the last 1 to 10 years rather than what's happening during forward periods for us when we were 14, 24 years old. And their habits also have not yet been developed. I've told this story before. The first time I voted,